Ty like just pushes the play button, gives us very little say in when the show should start.
And I have no juice in my microphone.
Check.
Hello. Ah, there's something.
When should we start the show?
How's now?
15 seconds.
Wow, I'm loud.
Yeah, you are.
Quite exceptional.
Good improvement, though, Ty, to figure that out on your own instead of waiting until we tell you halfway through the show.
Went to the doctor and he burned all the wax out of my ears and I can hear again.
Most improved.
Is that true?
Nope.
I didn't like it burn it out.
Why did you get so excited?
They get those cones and they light the end of them. These
cones are such bullshit.
No, it actually happens. Have you ever had it done?
It doesn't happen.
No, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Unless the wax is coming from the cones.
It's totally coming from the cones.
Is it really?
That's one of the earliest Mythbuster things ever.
No.
And it's considered to be one of the worst snake oil like scams ever.
But they still sell them.
Of course they do. They still sell vitamins.
Vitamins are great, especially the gummy variety.
Oh, those are good, yeah. Right.
Welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. That is Michael Carano, my oldest friend. I mean that
literally.
That he is
until we be friends with people at the senior center.
Friend that I have, and there's Ty, my youngest friend.
Yep. Until one of those
Until one of those
Girl Scouts comes over to sell you cookies, and you invite her in, hang out.
Speaking of which, some interesting topics to talk. So much to talk about, guys. So much going on.
Oh, it's just jam packed.
Really? I don't know if we're gonna be able to have time to squeeze it all. Actually, that's true. We probably won't have time to squeeze it all in. We rarely do. What do you guys got? What's going on?
We got a couple little things. Nothing monumental. First thing is, I impulse bought some lozenges at the boutique deli that I eat lunch at now and then. See this little box? $5.
Mike's holding up a matchstick box. $5. About this, a little larger than
How
a
many
matchstick
are in there?
Box.
About eight, four, seven.
Mike,
I refilled it, by the way, as you can tell, because these are different colors.
It's gauche.
Oh, no, that's it.
Talk about how much money you spend on things.
That's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
especially
7.
Especially if it's lozenges.
Gosh.
$5. Here's the thing.
No sore throat.
I'm like, I'm eating it. I'm like, nothing special about it. I go online. I'm like, what the fuck? Why are these so expensive? I'm reading the reviews and people are like, this is the greatest thing if you have a scratchy throat. Oh, my God. It's like a miracle. And then I read their website how these lozenges are made and then left to ferment for 30 days before they put them in the little tin. And I'm like, they must be good then. And I bought another box. But I've had a bigger box that's twice as big as this. $14.99. Guess what? The next biggest box, $50.
And then 100. And then 2. And then 4. 8.
But
16. 32. 64.
Keep trying them out.
Do you feel a little drunk when you eat them?
No. But you know what's interesting about that is they do say that you can get the...
Are you familiar with the word ferment and what it means?
The website said if you eat too many, it may act as a diuretic. That's not great.
Okay. What to talk about besides lozenges?
Fermenting lozenges is
pretty strong to start there.
that's a start off the bang.
Okay, I'll start strong. something was recommended to me. I drove to Arizona this weekend, stopped the Patton Museum twice. Was asked why I'm making videos and if this is for personal use. And I said, yes, it is. And the guy literally says, I know who you are. This is for personal use, right? And I went, yeah. And I don't know if he meant...
I know what type of
like,
guy you
I'm
are.
Looking at you, you know what I mean? But it freaked me out. And then I still made fun of things left and right, and I don't think it's ever going to be uploaded because they're such immature, disrespectful, rambling the entire time. And I interrupted the movie that was playing a bunch of times.
Are.
No, I was.
Yeah.
Because I stood beneath the POW flag, and I kept going, Palmia. Palmia? What's Palmia? Wow. And people are looking
Seems
at me.
Very disrespectful.
Absolutely
on Memorial
disrespectful.
Day.
Okay, the reason I brought that up.
I am very offended by Memorial Day, by the way. My dad has Alzheimer's and he can't remember.
That he was there? D-Day?
Memorial
that he stormed
Day
the beach?
A direct attack on his disability and shortcomings. Hey, happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Fucking Friday!
So, no, the best part is, so I drove out to Arizona. Long drive.
Friday's tell your boss to fuck himself day, huh?
You got it.
Yeah.
I'll do it right
hey,
after.
Hey, Drew, go fuck yourself. You're not my boss.
So I specifically came back on Monday so I could stop there again and actually make a video that wasn't that disrespectful. And guess what? They were closed.
On Memorial Day?
Closed on the holiday. Well, yeah. I did get there at like 5:30. So maybe
in
that
morning?
Was
morning? That's really early. Why would you get up so early?
So my brother's wife recommended, as I was talking about some of the audiobooks I've been listening to, she goes, you have to listen. Hear me out on this. I'm not going to keep talking about it, but just hear my general.
Are you talking about lozenges again? You want to.
I downloaded and listened to
Rob
Lowe's audiobook.
Mm-hmm.
What is his book?
It's biographical?
Yes.
Autobiographical?
In my life of being around people in show business, in my life of hearing about people that had amazing stuff happen to them, I've never heard a story that even comes close
to Rob Lowe.
To his every turn running into the biggest, most famous, most this, most that, from when he wasn't even an actor, when he was a little kid, seeing a guy in a lobby of a hotel with a Liza Minnelli bag and saying, "What's that?" "Oh, Miss Minnelli's staying in the hotel." To him walking up to the counter, "What's Miss Minnelli's room number?" And then he goes up there, knocks on the door, and they have him in for an hour. And he's like eight. And they talk to him.
It's a cute kid.
To running into this guy, to one of his neighbors goes, "Hey, I'm working on a sci-fi film. You should come to the set. My mom drives me to the set. We watch this. We watch that. Star Wars."
Mm.
To, and then George Lucas says, "Hey, I want you." In it never
the same height as George Lucas.
Is he tiny?
Eight. Or is this when he was a kid?
But
they just had eye contact.
And you don't dislike the guy, but you're
Ewoks
like, this
actually
is
big.
Not. It's the epitome of your life is better than everybody else's.
Have you got to the underage sex part yet?
He blows over the underage
blows
part, talks
over
about the video.
Well, that's the whole thing. So he literally talks about kiddie porn.
He talks about how he made some terrible choices, mm-hmm. and it was there for the world to see, mm-hmm. and it was out there. And I made a bad decision with a video camera.
Yeah, you put yourself in front of it. Yeah.
Mike's
in a
like,
lot
I
of
do
movies.
That every day. So
every day I make
you're
a bad decision with a video
with
camera.
Rob
no, but
Lowe.
That book is actually kind of inspiring in a weird way. No. It's not inspiring at all. It's not inspiring at all. But it's the story, if it wasn't in a book and it hadn't been read by a lot of people, I mm-hmm. assume, I would say if he just told me where I'm at right now, like 7 hours in, all that stuff, I'd be like, guess what, dude, you're a liar. And
well, he may
I
be.
Will back it up with everything I have. No, because he names names and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Well, Liza Minnelli's going to come out and say, "I don't think I ever talked to an 8-year-old that looked similarly it's like a young Rob Lowe."
It's imagine if everywhere you went you ran into the most powerful person in that industry and he loved you, and then you happen to go to a film
festival.
So
that's the whole thing. It's just like, and I ran into him and he was
it's nonstop. It's nonstop. So I'm at the Deauville
Sounds
Film
horrible.
Festival and I pick up a magazine and my chauffeur goes, "Oh, you like Princess Caroline of Monaco, huh? Yeah, I think she's really hot. I'll introduce you." Within, I don't know, minutes, whatever, they decide, "Yeah, we're a couple now," and they're fucking
what?
Everybody he sees.
Arnold Schwarzenegger pinched my cheek once when I was six.
Really?
Yeah.
Klaus Kinski's daughter.
Ooh, I met her.
Who was insanely hot at the time.
I met her at a wedding.
I remember the time I worked with Klaus Kinski. And his daughter was.
She was in Crawl.
Very attractive.
No, he's working with her on
a
film.
For
and the first night she goes, "We should go out to dinner." And he goes, "Oh, really? Dinner?" And she goes, "Yeah, you and I, dinner." And then he goes, "And we had a 3-week affair." And it's just every person that he's slightly attracted to.
Well,
it's like immediately, bam, bam, bam. There's one point where he's
you realize
doing
he's a very attractive man.
I
right?
do understand.
And he's actor.
He's talented.
And Outsiders.
Yes.
And he has money.
Yes. I would probably
he's talented.
Him if he came in here.
He's talented. Yeah. He's funny. He's insanely good looking. And he's the luckiest individual in history of show business.
Did someone rape his ass in Wayne's World or did he sit on something? I can't remember what happened there. But
he's
something
the luckiest person in show business that ever existed because it never ends the... And
I bet a lot of people have that book. They just haven't written it. You know what I mean? In Hollywood, I bet a lot.
Okay, he's got a sort of girlfriend when he's a kid, and he's on a TV pilot or a TV show. The first episode's airing. Got canceled after the first episode. And he's super nervous. He's never been on TV before. And his friend goes, "You should come and watch it at my house." And he does. And he goes over to her house to watch it. Who answers the door? Cary Grant. He's like her dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the most famous movie star in the world.
I've never heard of him.
Come on in, young man. And he watches his pilot with him. And
frankly,
my
mic, I don't give a damn about any of this. And that was the worst thing I've ever said on the show, I think.
There wasn't even any passion in it.
Well, there isn't an actual read either.
Frankly,
no, but that
Mike,
story
I don't give a damn.
Is ridiculous.
Tara, I don't give a damn.
You know, that's just down the street, actually.
You know, Tara, Tyler. Right down there. By the way, Arrested Development. I don't know if you kids are watching
haven't seen
the
it
new
yet.
Episodes, but...
Too much hype.
About 20% of it's shot within 4-block radius. I don't know if it's
really?
Around it right around
I wonder
here.
Why we didn't see him.
I'm like, look, there's that, there's this, there's that. Hey, Ty, I'd like to begin the show by saying, hello, Tyler! Hello!
What does that mean?
Hello!
I don't know.
That's
what's
how
that
Tyler
mean?
And I greet each other now. That's our thing.
You want to try one
hello!
Of these babies?
Hello! Tyler and I had got into some I don't want a $15 lozenge, thank you, but
try one.
Tyler and I hung out over the weekend.
You want to try one?
I'm gonna try one. Jesus,
we hung out hard,
and we
it's like a $4 lozenge.
I know, it's gonna be great. Which one should I have?
One for you. You might like the black ones better. The red ones are a little weird.
Mm-hmm. They all look like vaginas.
What?
It does.
Are they chewy?
Mm-hmm.
What are they for?
No, nothing.
Is it actually like medicinal, or is it just?
It looks totally like a vagina.
No.
Do you have a throat problem?
Yeah. What, do you have a scratchy throat? Why are we doing lozenges? I got some.
Okay. What is he doing?
He's giving the eye like it's good stuff. It's drugs. You should try it. Listen, Tyler and I had quite some hijinks ensued over the weekend when he came over to my place. We had a little.
We were jinxing. Okay,
let's hear it.
High and low.
Okay. Have you ever gone to the market and bought fruit?
Yes.
Have you ever had fruit that was bad? Like you bite into it and you're like, holy shit, it's not good fruit?
I don't know, but...
What? How do you not know that? It's a simple question.
I seem to have bitten into something and it was like fermented. It made me feel like... I was like,
ah! Fermented is the word of the day, apparently, here on the After Disaster. Well, Tyler and I bought watermelon. Big one. And we were very excited about it. We cut into it and it was all dried up and gross inside.
It was wizened. Or not wizened. What's the word?
You went back,
wilted.
Right?
It was wilted, yes. Took it back, said, hey, your fruit's bad. And the guy who actually runs the fruit stand, his name's Joe. And he says, once I sell the fruit to you, my friend, it's out of my hands. You got to keep the watermelon. And I was outraged because it's like 39 cents a pound.
No,
I'm like, come on,
shit.
Joe, give me my money back. And he says, no. And I said, what do you mean I can't have my I just want another watermelon then. And I guess he thought I was getting too lippy. And Tyler was backing me up. So he banned me. I'm not allowed to go to that fruit stand anymore.
So we went back outside and I was like, let me go talk to him. Because I kind of like... I wasn't, like, talking shit, because you know how Anderson gets, so I was trying to, like...
I was very angry. You saw me at the racetrack.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was trying to, like, be like, you know, calm down. So then I went back in. I was like, hey, sorry, you know, that he was, like, getting all crazy. And then I tried to do the same thing. And now
banned.
I'm banned!
Yeah, probably banned.
Do I have to drive out there to buy you guys fruit?
Yeah, but don't mention her name. Maybe we'll work on that. But it's really good fruit.
How come you didn't do any damage?
It's early. It's early. I'm thinking about growing my beard longer. I can't do a lozenge and do the show. What are you doing?
No shit. This is a bad idea because
it's a terrible idea. Okay,
it sounds
mine's in my
sexy, though.
My $5 lozenge just went in my coffee. Okay. Here we go. I was treated like a common Carano just today. I'm excited to talk about
that. Common Carano.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, real quick. That fruit guy.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him, man.
I know. What the fuck?
I wish you would have
a $5 watermelon.
I wish you would have.
And he said, banned. And I said, me, I'm banned. And he said, you're banned.
I wish you would have picked up another watermelon, too, as a matter of fact, and walked up there and said, okay, I'll buy these ones, and I hope these are good, and then drop them and go, I don't want them now.
That would have been like assault. That would have been a slap in his face. Plus, he's a black guy. I didn't want to go down that road. Actually, no, I think he's an Italian. Tortell. He wears one of those hats, like the cabbie hats.
Mm-hmm.
Banned. Anyways.
Like he might play bass.
I don't know what that means. So yeah, I was treated like a common Carano today. I felt like what it feels like to walk in your shoes, Carano. I'll get to that in a minute. Have I ever? Never mind. I'll get back to that later. I don't even know if I want to ever admit that. But okay, sorry. Hey, turns out that there's another study about people being stupid. And I got a lot of shit last time.
You're really into
these
studies about people.
Last time I brought this up, I got a lot of shit. Everyone's like one of our listeners, Mrs. Unlockett's. Miss Unlockett, I should say. She's actually sent me a tweet, and I believe she called the show and goes, Anderson, actually, you're wrong. If anything, people are getting smarter. And they're getting much, much smarter. And I'm like, no, well, apparently the IQ went up. The IQ never moves. It's a bell curve. And it's always 100 is the average.
I don't remember her saying that.
No, she
yes, she did.
That. But,
she told us that she's moving to Miami and that we're wrong.
But, wow, that lozenge is really kicking my mouth ass right now. And it's out of my mouth, but it's like numbing.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's my new... Maybe I'm addicted. I just need lozenge money, man.
Come on, man. Don't buy it at Joe's fruit shop, because if you ever have to return it, you're out.
Hello?
No refunds.
That fruit guy's pissing me off.
Yeah, don't let it get to you.
I'm going to go by there when I'm out there.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jillian used to date a pilot? Anyways. What was I saying? I'm sorry.
Wait.
Did he poop in a fish tank?
Nope. Not
was
that one.
Was he an airline pilot or a private jet pilot or
airline pilot?
he was a pilot whale.
She did?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah. So, anyways, it turns out it was on the same goddamn terrestrial radio station that I heard the last one from a few months ago. But they didn't give any goddamn details, and I'm too stupid to look it up on my own. I was trying to look it up, but I couldn't figure it out.
I want to find that study about how people are becoming more stupid, but I have no idea where to begin.
This one said that the people in Victorian era are smarter than we are today. They didn't go back to like Cro-Magnon, or not was never Cro-Magnon, but they didn't go way back. Yeah, yeah.
Condoms. Cro-Magnon. When I put on a condom, I get Cro-Magnon. Because I got a big dick and I'm dumb.
I want to talk about this, I think, right off the bat, because I'm freaked out about it a little bit, and it's 100% real.
Oh, mammoth.
What about mammoth?
They found a woolly mammoth blood.
And its blood was still flowing. Did you hear about this?
No.
Alaska.
They, like, dug it out of the ice, and then when they, like, I don't know if they, like, cut into the leg or something like that.
Yes.
The blood was running.
They hit it with a pick, and the blood came out. It's black.
It's, like, somehow preserved, but still viscous.
Well, you know what this means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to.
We're all getting pet mammoths.
Fucking A.
They're going to clone one. Right?
They're
going to
mate them with chihuahuas, and we'll have toy lap-sized mammoths.
Let's keep it in the scientific arena of seriousness.
How much do you think they'll cost?
I'd pay a lot of money for
probably like $3,000.
Do you think they're going to? They're going to, right?
They have to.
They have to make one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but then it's just the sad, lonely test tube mammoth with no friends.
You know what? No one should be in fear of this because of the fact that even if they clone them and they go hog wild, how often do we see elephants in the wild? So it's realistically they're going to be contained to a couple of zoos.
I don't think they're just going to put them out in the wilderness.
Yeah, that's not the plan.
A couple of professional boxers will have one.
You know that wasn't the plan in Jurassic
Park. Yeah, and then next they're going to make saber-tooth tigers and just release them into Utah.
Putting the woolly mammoth out into the wilderness. Tracy, like it wouldn't die from heat stroke immediately.
Tracy Jordan's going to have one, right?
You know what? I want to see a woolly mammoth.
I absolutely do.
Mike, that's not news to anybody. Area man announces he would like to see a woolly mammoth.
What I'm saying is if they have one at the San Diego Zoo, I'm not going to go, I don't want to see them like I did with the panda, like big whoop. And then when I got there, I was like, pretty cool.
Well, I'll know when
I'd watch
when
a woolly mammoth step on a panda.
When Mike sees the woolly mammoth, he will make 50 vines about it.
What if you had to choose between the last panda or the first mammoth?
Oh, first mammoth, right? Let's move forward.
We've seen pandas. Fuck off, you little bamboo eaters.
I like your thinking. You're thinking that all we're thinking about is all I'm thinking about is making a vine when I see the woolly mammoth. That's the extent.
That's what you'll be doing. Yeah, that is what you'll be doing. I like Tyler. Trying to give us a scenario where we have to completely wipe out one animal just to see another. And
you got to trade one species for the other.
Scientists want to know what you guys want to trade. The mammoth for a rare species of monkey?
The country will put it to a vote. Oh, okay. Can you imagine if there was debates where televised debates?
I would be into politics if it was about that kind of shit. I would be voting. I would be going down to local meetings and whatnot. I would be on the woolly mammoth party.
There'd be
party.
Some hippie going, I say we kill the pit bulls for
God
woolly mammoth.
Pandas.
And people are like, you know what? That's a good idea. Let's kill the pit bulls. Keep the mammoth. Did you see the guy that killed that snake?
What are we, that show? Have you heard about this? And another news.
You see the guy that did the thing with the animal?
The dude's he's considered a hero. He was driving down the street somewhere in Florida, sees something in the bushes, pulls over, of course, which I would never do, and there's a 19-foot python, and he grabs it. And stabs it.
Why?
Killed it.
Is it Crocodile Dundee?
It's considered to be a hero, too.
Why?
Because they kill things.
It had eaten 14 children that afternoon.
It had not.
No, but
that.
He just
the
jumped
local
on
Montessori.
It and killed it with a knife.
What is with the bloodthirst that these dudes have?
You're supposed to kill pythons.
Are you? And that's really the rule? Why were we all so sad when that one got killed on a plane?
Why don't I know about that?
Tell me one
Remember
good
that
thing.
Plane video?
Tell me one snakes on a plane.
No, that video that you showed me where the thing got up there, the anaconda, and it got trapped, and then the plane flew. And
it broke the plane
in
half.
Yeah. Remember that? We were all very upset
what
about
you're
that.
Talking
I was
about.
Upset by that because it was gross.
It was gross and sad.
It was totally sad. But when they're in a residential area, you need to kill them.
Okay. I didn't know that was the rule.
Pythons, you do.
If they taste a human.
Don't eat your pets, it'll get in your house, it'll come in the dog door.
Kyler,
it'll kill you. Yeah,
they have python pets? Don't they?
I don't think so.
I saw one when I was a kid. I was at camp. It was like a YMCA after school camp. And all of a sudden, the counselors told us to move aside. And I remember this giant behemoth snake just slithering by us. And, in my head, it was a fucking giant anaconda. It was probably like a boa constrictor.
Got two pythons
right
here.
And that was in the wild?
Come on.
That was in the wild.
Yeah, it was in the wild. Topanga Park. No, wait, not Topanga. Temescal Park.
Warning, Viper, step away from the car.
All right, speaking of unsettling, let me just get this off my chest, because I do want your opinions on it.
I like
need
that beard
help.
A lot.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank
Tyler, you don't have a beard.
What? Well, what is this?
You kind of do. It's stubble.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Here it's we not go. Stubble.
When you live in a house, when you rent a house or own a house, it's a whole new ball game. And yeah. I've been learning this slowly but surely over the last 14 years of my life because you know, I haven't lived in a house since I was a little kid where I had a dad and he dealt with all the shit that, mm-hmm. that happened. Like, and up till now, it's been nature issues that I've been having with baby dead birds and possums freaking out my dogs and other occurrences and bugs and grubs in the garden. That's been the main thing. And a couple run-ins or a couple things and weird. Oh, a couple weird things with the landlord. The most recent weird thing with the landlord. Right, it's not like a company owns my house. Right?
Yeah, it's a
guy.
Person.
It's a guy. It's a married guy. And his wife has they have a house that they live in, and then they have this house that they rent out. And I'm having some issues with my garage door, so we're going back and forth on texts. And he says, all right, I'll call the guy and send him out there. His next text asks me what the address is.
What?
That's all right. Is that kind of strange? Like,
maybe it's not even his house. He rented you someone's. Someone died.
It could be, because I've never written a check to him. It's always to somebody I've never met.
That's funny.
Anyway, that's not what I'm freaked out about. So I'm in my little office space there doing some old things on the internet, writing a review about Francis Ha. If you must know, it's a new movie out.
I enjoyed that.
I was writing that on AndersonCowan.com. Nice little write up there. And I opened the blinds to my left. You know where my office is, right? Mm-hmm. In the front of the house. And there was like this big giant tree/bush thing in front of my house, right next to my office. And it's in my front yard. And I look to the left, and right as I'm about to get up and leave, and I see that in this little bush against the gate, against the house, essentially, there is a
woolly mammoth
pile of unopened canned vegetables and
what?
A box of powdered sugar.
A pile?
A stack.
In your front yard? Picture.
Yes, in my front yard, but it's like hidden from the public.
So like it may have been there for a while?
I look out that window.
Ooh,
all
Jillian's
the time.
Becoming a prepper. Like while you're gone, she's been storing up.
You got a homeless family that lives
so
there at night.
So many possibilities, and that is not one of them, Tyler.
What if she's worried about the impending woolly mammoth stampede mm-hmm. that's going to take over Southern California?
It's coming.
The heat in the valley will drive them crazy.
So I'm showing.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, it has not been there for a week.
That's weird.
It's been less than a week. And I just showed Mike the picture.
There's peanut butter in there, too.
There's peanut butter. There's.
Oh, this is new.
This happened
two days ago.
I hate to
say what I'm about to say. This is a big problem.
It's a big
Whatever's
problem,
happening
right?
here is a problem.
So I immediately stand up. And
there's
I'm kinda,
no reason for this.
I'm kind of freaked out. Like somebody.
Someone's stashing shit in your front
came
yard.
Came onto my
but
property.
But it's like in a little pyramid.
I don't think there's squirrels this organized.
No, there's Jif.
I wish there was.
There's Del Monte green beans. There's corn. There's something else.
It's refried beans.
Even gives a shout out to the brand name of weird canned vegetables left on your.
No, but this is. You know what? I don't like this at all.
What's I don't like it.
Oh, there's a box of cereal.
No, no.
Oh, that's sugar.
It's powdered sugar. It's a weird
creepier.
Combination.
Unless this is a crazy practical joke that somebody's playing
on
you.
I thought that maybe Tyler did that, but I'm like, I don't think so. Plus,
you know
he'd be breaking right now.
Yeah.
Right? Ty. Because Tyler was just over on Saturday. I could see you and Lauren cleaning out the pantry going, let's stash it at Anderson's house. You'd be so confused.
I wish I was like that funny. I'm not really good at pranks.
So I stand up and I go out and I get Jillian and I say, Jillian, you want to see something really creepy? And she wasn't jumping off the couch like I would be. She's like, not really. I'm like, no, please, just come here. So I show her and she's unsettled by it. And then she wants me to remove it right away. But I've left it there. It's been 3 days now. Today's the third day.
You need to get a webcam broadcasting 24/7 at theafterdisaster.com.
Like Penguin Cam. Hey.
But what should I do?
I would be afraid to remove it, though, because what if it's like a bomb?
I want to leave a note that just says Y or K.
And what if they just write, why not? Then it's just even worse.
This would be an elaborate thing for you to do or for any of us to do, but what if you replaced all those cans with different things? Thinking if somebody came there to make it a joke.
Replace it all
come
with
back
the
to
snakes
still
that spring
there.
Out of the can.
Tyler.
And it's like six different cans of something totally different.
Like white food, because that's all like Spanish food.
No. Jif peanut butter is for everybody.
Mm. Yeah, but the refried beans and the mesa.
Yeah. It's not Spanish. That's Mexican.
Mm. Well, they're Spaniards. Descendants.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
That's why they speak Spanish. It's right there in the name.
Okay. Learn something every day. I read that in this study about how stupid people are. So you learn something every day.
This makes me miss apartment living a lot, though. This would be the equivalent of finding that like on your balcony. Like, why are there a bunch of cans of food on my balcony? Stacked.
Hey, I'm not even going to try to act like it's not a big deal because
it's a big deal.
That would freak me out.
I think the balcony in an apartment would be worse.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the only place that it could happen, and it would be worse, a little bit worse, I guess. Good.
It'll be totally worse because that's like inside, essentially.
Well, that's, I mean, it's, if I had a balcony in my house, it would be where this food is.
True, but it's not a balcony. If I walk up to your window of your house, that's not nearly as imposing as it is I get onto your balcony from outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if somebody gets on your balcony without using the sliding
glass
door.
Let's say I live on the ground level and it's my patio area.
Yeah.
Over a half
maybe
wall.
Someone set it down and then they forgot.
Let's say
set it down. No, there's like multiple things. You'd have to stack them, Tyler. One of the powdered sugar is actually in the little tree bush.
Like, I don't like that there's powdered sugar. That makes me think of kinky Germans.
The powdered sugar, actually, I'm at ease with that. The problem is that's not, no one has set it down because that's not on anybody's route.
Maybe this is a route. Maybe it doesn't, it's like a game trail through
Anderson's. I almost asked my gardener today, but I didn't want to be offensive.
You know what?
I think that might have been offensive.
You know what?
I was hoping it would disappear. I was hoping that he put it there.
Could have been his lunch.
And then he came. It's been like a week. And he's like, oh, I forgot my food there. And he was going to grab
it.
Why would
he put his food there? Refried beans.
Because it was really hot. He didn't want to leave it in the car.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, better make that sure that sugar doesn't.
Yeah, why do you put the sugar in the tree is the question. Keep it from ants.
Oh, keep ants away. Yeah. But ants can go up trees.
That's right.
This is a fucking mystery that must be solved.
Wait, this is in a tree?
It's like a half tree. It's like a bush tree.
It's like a foot off the ground.
Tyler, if you did this, I'm quitting the show. If I find out that you did this, I'm going to quit the show.
I really didn't. I wish I did. Right now, I really wish I had.
I sort of wish I could. And the reason I wish I did it is so that I could put you at ease and say, ah, ha, ha, I did it.
I'll have a ripe laugh.
But now I'm...
So I'm...
I don't want to overreact, but I wouldn't let my wife stay there alone.
I got the sister.
Oh, yeah.
Sister's badass. She likes to drink, too.
How much of a pussy am I? There's some canned fruit in your front yard. Get the women and the dogs out of the house.
All right, so you're talking about my beard. You like the beard?
Yeah.
I got this thing where I'm just letting myself go. Ironically, getting in shape at the same time. I'm not smoking, and I'm being physically active and lifting lots of weights, going to the gym.
Getting that horseshoe, brah? Mm-hmm.
You look a little bit like Rob Lowe now that I look at you. So,
hey,
fuck
trying,
you.
Trying to make fuck a mistake
you,
with the video
asshole.
Camera with me?
Whoops.
Meet Liza Minnelli.
I've seen her perform.
Lucille, too.
Liza Minnelli is the... There's a point where he's walking out of a party with Prince Rainier.
Let's talk about this movie.
Wagner. What's Robert Wagner? Cary Grant.
Robert
and another,
Wagner is a dick.
There's four huge movie stars. There's three... classic movie stars and Prince Rainier, who was chilling him all night, who wouldn't even acknowledge
chilling him.
Chilling him?
Like fanning him?
Yeah.
With ices?
He wouldn't acknowledge Rob Lowe because he knew Rob Lowe was fucking his daughter. And as he's walking away from the group, Robert Wagner goes, "That guy's banged all of our daughters." And I was like, that's just a weird thing to have Robert Wagner say that to Prince
and then
Rainier.
Rob Lowe is reading this to you?
Cary Grant.
It's got to be his voice, right?
Yeah, it's him
That's
doing it.
That's kind of weird, man. It's like how long? How many? Like 8 hours of him just bragging?
Is he like conversational or is he like reading it?
And then,
he's reading it.
That's
it
weird.
It sounds so douchey. Speaking of which, hey, top five douchiest characters. On the film vault. Top five douchiest characters. It's a good time. It's a good time. Actually, it's not the top five. It's just five solid, a list of five solid douches because there's so many.
Give me an idea so I can think, so I can get my brain in line with what would be a douchey movie character. Because I know real douches.
Tyler, you give a couple. So I'm not, giving away.
What?
Shooter McGavin. Douchebag.
What movie is that?
Happy Gilmore. Michael.
About pieces of shit like you for breakfast. Yeah, pieces of shit. No, that's not what I meant.
How about the guy Mike from Fast Times at Ridgemont High? That's the scalper, and then fucks his friend over by sleeping with Jennifer.
Ben Affleck
little
from
prick.
Ballrats.
Ben Affleck from his body of work is where he's the most douchiest. I think his body of work. It's a joke that I said. Film ball. Just burned.
Why were you looking at the ceiling while you did it?
I was talking.
Like you're hoping someone's taking your photo in front of the American flag.
Hey, I sent you a text Mikey with an attached podcast link.
How come he didn't send it to me?
Did you get that?
I don't think so. When did you send it?
Like 3 or 4 days ago.
I
was at the gym listening to the funniest thing I've heard in months, and I was laughing out loud. And I actually played it for play part of it for Tyler. It's very avant-garde.
What was it?
It's Joe Frank. Oh shit! It's so good. He's talking to a reverend. Oh my god, it's so funny. So good. We'll talk about that off air.
I did get it. I thought it was a joke.
It's not a joke. You need to check that out. Why would that be a joke? I go on and on.
I don't know.
Read it out loud. Let's see where the joke is.
The one titled "A Conversation Made Me Laugh for More Than Anything Has in a Long While." Check out this great podcast. I thought it was a joke. I thought it was a link to our podcast.
This is what we deal with, people. If only people could see the text messages that we get.
I genuinely thought it was a...
Mike, why do you sign your text messages? Hey,
yeah, we got a text from Mike today. We're just making sure that we're doing the show tonight at 8. And Mike says, I think so, MC. Why do you got to put the MC part? Actually, it's kind of helpful when we're all like involved in it, because sometimes I read them and I think it's you.
We have phones from the modern age that say their names on them.
Okay, so I'm letting myself go.
I've been signing all of my texts lately.
I
sent an invitation. I said, sorry, I'm not. Thanks for thinking of me. I can't go to your party tomorrow night or Sunday night, Mike Carano. And it was a text sent to me from Ralphie May's wife, as a matter of fact.
Name dropper.
No, I was saying it because he and I.
I like her.
I had a problem with him for a while, and now I don't.
I like her. She's I remember cool. when you had a problem with him. I recall. That was when we first started talking.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first subjects we talked about was Ralphie May and his problem that he had with him. All right, so let myself go. And I'm going to continue with this facial hair and the head hair. I'd like, much to my wife's...
Hair head?
No, the hair looks
hair head.
And my hair is awful, and my beard is ridiculous. I won't even shave my neck, so I look like early man. Much to my wife's dismay.
Early man.
She's asked me to clean up a few times, and I said, nope. Not until the Penguins are knocked out of the playoffs or...
What if you guys win? Do you stay bearded until the opening?
Until the opening.
Next season?
Yeah.
Really?
No. I thought about doing that.
Hey, I think you look good. I'm being very serious.
Thank you very much. I feel awful.
I took the shaver out and started shaving my own head the other day, and I quit, like right about here.
I noticed that. I was going to say a nice haircut, but it didn't really look like a complete haircut, so I wasn't sure if I was...
I took out the shaver and just started going, oh, berserk, and there's little spots that are like where it's down to my
scalp.
Don't
you have a friend that can help you with that?
Why? I did it myself.
It looks pretty good.
Can you imagine a Mike Carano running late somewhere needing to cut his hair?
Hey, that's funny you would say that. Because I was in a hurry. And I looked in the mirror and I'm like, fuck this. And I'm like, I'm going to shave my whole head with this thing. Not shave it, but just go, short. And then I did, and I was like, I don't want to do this. And then I had short sides.
Mike, you should do like a four.
I had short sides, poofy back.
A four, Tyler.
So I just started going like this. And then I only did it
Mike
like halfway
showing,
up, and I left this.
Cutting the back of his hair.
Just how it was before.
He's got a Robert Smith thing going on, like a peppered Robert Smith. By the way, I was going to suggest that Robert Smith was a Hasidic Jew.
You might need to like say who that is for some
Robert Smith
listeners.
Is a singer for The Cure who's known for wearing sloppy red lipstick. And I was about to talk about how perhaps he was a Hasidic Jew, traditionalist with the Moyles. And he saw that as a child, and that's where he got the idea for the bloody mouth. No?
That's what you were... What?
I was going to say that, and Dr. Drew did not allow me to.
Really?
Cut me off.
Oh, you're bringing up something from, like, months ago.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Mm. Still bothers me.
Hey.
What?
I have a joke that I told my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it.
Who's eight.
Seven-year-old, eight-year-old nephew?
It ties into the movie theme. You can use it on the film vault if you want.
Okay.
guy goes to a movie. Mm. Glances over.
He sees, go by himself or with a friend?
He went by himself. I don't know, actually. Maybe he did have some friends. Shit, it's over. I can't remember. No, glances over, notices the guy next to him brought his dog, and the dog's sitting on the chair. Lights go down, the movie starts, and the dog kind of sits up and starts paying attention. Movie starts off with tons of action, and the dog's on the edge of his seat, and he's barking to the screen. The dog's wagging his tail, and he's going crazy. And then it turns into a really sad, dramatic scene. And the dog kind of sits back and starts whimpering. Then some happy stuff's happening, and the dog's like into it again, and he's paying attention. Movie ends, lights come up. Movie ends. Credits are rolling. Dog stands up on its hind legs and claps. Lights come up, and the guy looks over and he goes, I gotta say, man, I've been watching your dog this whole time. That's amazing. And the guy goes, yeah, he hated the book. It's a little kid joke.
It's pretty good.
Tyler.
It's a cute joke. I'll tell it at camp this year.
Yeah.
It made me smile, Mike.
Tell the camp.
Big smiler.
I was kind of, honestly, I was a little bit disappointed that there was a punchline because I was hoping, because the last time you told a joke, it was much funnier.
Wasn't the punchline?
Because
about, yeah,
there
the
was
two
no
guys
punchline.
Sharing an elephant.
Yeah. The elephant joke.
Do you want to buy a woolly mammoth?
I don't even remember that joke. I know it was probably degrading to the Jewish culture. It was stereotypical.
Well, you never got to that part because you were so high from eating the cookie that you couldn't remember
was,
how the joke went.
I was
went.
Really fucking high.
It was a
horrible.
Good time. It was an enjoyable time.
It was really good. I need to listen to that one again.
Horrible.
So, I am,
Yeah. Tell me more.
Hey, Valley maybe.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Ty. Go ahead.
Maybe since you stopped smoking, maybe you're doing a little insomnia and you've been sleepwalking and putting, you've been storing things out in the yard.
I don't buy those things that are in the yard. No. I don't believe in canned vegetables.
Maybe you've been buying them in the middle of the day.
Well, now that you're banned from the fruit stand, you're going to have to buy canned fruit.
Banned! I'm banned? I'm like, I'm banned?
Hey, I got a great idea.
What's the deal with these people that ban you?
I'm sitting in the parking lot with a video camera. We'll put a mic on you. You go in with the disguise, and we'll keep doing it. And you just whittle the disguise down a little bit each time. We'll see how little it takes to fool that guy. Like, go in there with, like, sunglasses on and, like, a Sherlock Holmes hat and, like, a wetsuit.
I do need my fruit. I mean, he's got some really good, he's the best fruit in the valley.
Apparently not, because I've purchased a lot of fruit, and I never got a rotten watermelon.
It wasn't rotten. It was just dried out, which kind of, you know, ruins the name of the watermelon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like melon.
Like, you sold me a dry melon.
How much did it cost?
It was like $5. Listen, we're not talking about that anymore. I had a discovery today. It was just today. And I'm still blown away and I'm 100% serious when I tell you guys how excited I am. Because I live out in the valley, which is very, very condensed, yet spread out. I mean,
I like it.
Anything you want, it's there. It's crazy. It's great. Except for Bristol Farms, which is a very foofy supermarket, which I was very upset to find out there's none in the valley.
Oh, sorry. You kind of come in here with that beard.
Bristol Farms is great.
They have pokey. They sell pokey.
What's pokey?
Pokey's my favorite food in the world. It's cubed ahi. That's in a marinade.
Cubed vagina?
Hawaiian. Not cubed vagina. No, it's ahi.
Yeah, my tuna. Cubed vagina.
Vagina came in there. I don't know where that came from.
Anyways, tell that one to your nephew.
That aside, I got a joke you could tell your nephew.
All right.
Have I ever told a clean joke on the show?
All right. You said that with an Irish accent.
I know. I do that sometimes. Hey,
ever told a clean joke on the show?
All right. You know what? I talk with an Irish accent sometimes. All right. I don't know why. Maybe because I drink at an Irish bar. Maybe because I'm Irish. Listen. A man is cleaning his front yard.
He is cleaning it.
And I'm trying not to use the accent. And he spends like 2 hours out there. He's like mowing the lawn and painting the fence and sweeping, and it's immaculate by the time he's done. He's worked all afternoon, and he couldn't be happier with his front yard lawn. And he sees this goddamn little snail going right across his path, the front yard path. Tyler. So enraged, he picks up this snail and throws it as far as he can, brushes off his hands. He's done. He's very pleased. Goes inside. 2 months go by. He's inside watching TV. There's a knock at the door. He opens the door. He looks around. Nothing. Looks down. There's a snail at the door. And then the snail says, "What'd you do that for? Why'd you throw
That's
me?
That's a good one.
Took him 2 months to get back there because he's a snail. He's slow.
It's a sad joke.
The joke's even funnier if you pretend it's Reggie instead of the snail.
I know. That's what I thought, too. That was a made-up joke. You're being Reggie. I was like, that's rude.
I'll get back to my amazing discovery today, which won't enthrall you, but it has a punchline. But dry ice bombs.
Yes.
Let's talk about this for a second, because it happened in your home.
Jim Short, the comedian who was
there.
He did it?
Who's
Jim
Short?
Goes to Disneyland a lot, and he was there today, and he sent me a text, and he said, there's cops everywhere. And this is like days later, and he said the first thing he saw is cops with a 17-year-old girl handcuffed leading her out of the park while she's still wearing her mouse ears.
What? Why do you think?
I don't know. You know what? Kids go in there and drink all the time. It's not that hard to bust.
How did we get here?
Want.
Tyler, stop turning your back on me because I need your help when things like this are happening.
I'm trying to find great audio clips to share with the people.
We're talking about dry ice bombs, and now Mike's talking about underage drinking.
I've done really stupid stuff in my life. I've made some horrible decisions when it comes to trying to be funny, but all I could think of with that guy is it's nothing short of you're a moron.
Well, yeah, he's stupid.
But he's the stupidest.
But maybe because he got caught?
No, he's the stupidest guy. You don't do things that might be construed as terrorist acts, for one. You especially don't do it in a place like Disneyland.
I was almost arrested for dry ice bombs once. And I just want to tell you, and everyone listening,
explain to me what they are.
Dry
exactly.
ice bombs are fucking awesome, and I support them.
Guy on my baseball team, our senior year when we were trying to make it to the playoffs, he and some friends thought it would be a great idea to set one off at school in someone's car, and they were all suspended, and he wasn't allowed to play for the rest of the season. And so I blame it on him that we didn't make it.
How do they work?
Am I going to get arrested now for explaining
yes,
how they work?
Probably.
The simplest thing in the world.
Simpler than putting cans outside your window to freak you out?
Did you do it?
No.
Was it you?
I wish I did. Mm-hmm. I really do wish I did because I think it would
put
you at ease.
The dry ice would take less work than buying things and putting them on your yard.
Here's why the guys, I have sympathy for the guy because I'm sure that he learned how to do dry ice bombs outside of Disneyland. And once you start doing them, they're somewhat addictive. You can't stop. I mean, because they're so simple. They're so fucking loud.
What
like
do you, how, what is it? Does it actually
loud.
Explode?
It explodes, but I guess like it could
can
put
out
an eye.
Can do it underwater too in a pool.
It could probably hurt you. Well,
it's
how do
like
you weigh it down? You got to weigh it down.
You just tie it to like a stone or something.
Oh, I got
to
do
but
that.
If you do
I've
it too big,
that.
You can like break the plaster. So you got to like.
Well, don't do it
be
in your
careful.
Own pool.
Yeah.
Okay, just tell me how to do it now.
No, I don't want to tell you because I don't want to be arrested. Okay. But everyone needs to settle down and stop being. I guess you could hurt yourself like if you're really, really close to it. And he was stupid because he put it like in and some other girl that worked there and put it in her like little. Like her little freezer on wheels.
He was stupid because he's a stupid, stupid human being. To do
wow,
that,
Mike is really passionate
no,
about
it. No, to this. Do that, I get like you're going to do but, it in a park.
Okay,
be funny. But inside of Disneyland, because anybody who goes there or works there knows what the repercussions are and knows that they're not going to take anything like that. They're
well,
not
how old
funny.
He? How old?
I don't know. He's an employee. He had to be 18, right?
Well, I'm just saying. Maybe he was like too young to remember 9/11, and he doesn't
possibly,
get it.
Possibly, but I kind of doubt it. But
see, when I almost got arrested, it was mainly because it was 6 months after 9/11, and I never even made the connection. Yeah. All I know is that I was with my friend, two of my friends. I was in Seattle. Sure, we had his 3-year-old son with us.
Yeah.
Sure, we were at a public school, but it wasn't during school hours. It was like the recess.
You know anything
area.
At school if it's not during school hours.
And yeah. Dry ice bombs are
burn a witch.
Fucking cheap and easy and goddamn they're loud and they don't really hurt anyone unless like if you opened your eyes and your mouth and you like put it right over the bottle, you could I guess get some shrapnel.
But he had to bring dry ice into Disneyland, right?
Yeah. It's not that hard, right?
They probably use it there.
Not anymore.
The ice cream
Bam.
Things.
When like, us, like Tyler and I from Joe's.
When I was young, we would go it's to tragedy. The park. We would take two tennis ball cans. You'd take a bottle opener and you with the ones with the V, and you'd make like three holes in the bottom of one. You'd duct tape it.
Too much work. I'm
out. To the top of the other one. So it was like this cannon. Mm-hmm. You'd pour rubbing alcohol in there, put a tennis ball in, light it, and like 3 seconds later, that ball would shoot 100 yards in the air. No problem.
You want to go to Disneyland and do it?
It would just be boom, boom.
Like a cannon.
And no one questioned it. We'd do like five
Did
or six
Did you guys ever make a potato
park.
Gun?
No.
The really
no,
scary
see,
guys
I wasn't raised in the 30s.
They sell them at Archie McPhee.
No, not those. Not the ones that you stick in a potato and shoot little potato pellets. I mean like you make a potato cannon. Like you get PVC pipes and you can make it like 30 feet long and you use like hairspray and then you shoot potatoes that go like hundreds of yards. It's terrifying.
We should do that. We should do all of this.
We should totally do that.
We should make a dry ice gun.
Cannon,
yeah. Where we time it. That's the timing. It's really scary, especially if they don't go off and you have to go up to them.
Yeah.
But it's so simple. You take like a 2-liter bottle,
every,
like a plastic cola bottle.
Scary when it doesn't go off.
And you take like a little chunk of dry ice, throw it in there with a little bit of, I don't even think you use the soda. I think it's just some water.
Just a little bit of water.
A little bit of water and then just make sure it's tight. And it's pretty much like a very hard balloon that pops. And you know we
it's
put
really
we
loud.
We put paper bags over them. The paper bags would be a little bit shredded, and sometimes the top will like break off perfectly, and it'll like rocket to the sky. That's pretty cool when that happens.
Of the ice,
no, like the bottle part, and that rockets up. But it's amazing how fucking loud because it's essentially like a giant, very thick balloon, and they expand and expand until it finally just goes, and the pressure is released. But it's not like he was trying to hurt anyone. It's not like he was trying.
But
to
But it is the dumbest know, idea.
It's really
he's,
stupid.
He's
but
dumb, man. He shouldn't do that.
He also works for Disney. Which probably wasn't the wisest decision.
Do you remember, I don't think Tyler's old enough for this, but do you remember going to 31 Flavors as a kid when if you were driving home, they would pack the bag with dry ice?
Yeah. Yeah. You can still ask for it, I think.
Oh, I didn't know. Really?
I think so.
Keeps if you
cool
got ice cream
time.
To go and you were driving, they would put a sheet of dry ice in the bag.
Nice.
And then you'd run home and immediately throw it into a bowl with some water and it would just fill the kitchen.
Like, you ever put a piece of metal on dry ice and make that...
Yeah, it's
no,
weird. I didn't know it does that.
So for a while there, when I was in film school, it was really that was my fun thing to do was the dry ice bombs, which I looking back very immature. But my best friend,
did you film it?
And the lawyer, older than I am, and he's a lawyer, more into dry ice bombs than I am. But we would like do them, and then we would place them like in various spots in the marina, and then run away. And like they take like 5-10 minutes sometimes. So we'd be sitting on the porch smoking cigarettes, waiting, and then off in the distance we just hear a giant explosion. But it's one of those things where the bark is so much worse than the bite. Man, don't go out there and, like, you know, hurt yourself.
I'm not going to do it. I don't like it. I'm not.
But if you
I'm
had one in your backpack and you were walking around
unattended,
and it exploded and your backpack was zipped up, you're not going to get hurt, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Maybe you will.
Either.
Don't do that.
I don't wear backpacks.
I don't think you would get hurt. Would you?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Unless like someone uses like a 3-gallon jug full of like nails.
I'm pretty sure something that makes a loud noise can hurt you.
And I guess the girl at Disneyland is now saying, I can't hear as good anymore.
Fuck her.
Wow. I don't know if that's...
No, what I'm saying is she's not the issue. The issue is fireworks got delayed.
Oh, no. Everyone needs to settle that. It's a very serious issue, and there could be more threats.
The explosion made us stop the larger explosions that we had planned.
You have a good point there. Yes.
He $1 million bail. Come on, everyone settled down. I guess they reduced it to $500,000, but everyone settled. And they're talking about sending him to jail for 6 fucking years.
Yeah.
State.
It's a terrorist act.
Settle down.
It's a terrorist act.
So, settle down. You know what? I think that a lot of it, things that we... You don't think about this, but like if you're a lawyer and you're a prosecutor, it's almost like stats, like sports stats. Like some guy who the guy that stabbed and killed the 11-year-old the other day in by MacArthur Park.
No.
Yeah, some 26-year-old dude killed his girlfriend's 11-year-old kid with a knife, like early morning, like Memorial Day or something. Horrible, horrible event, right? And he's being charged with murder and child abuse. It's like, why would you put child abuse on there? Who cares about that? You know what I mean? But it's like the prosecutor's going to get like, oh, and then that'll go on my record, and I'll have like, you know, 15 child abuse cases won. They have stats. Like, does anyone care if this kid...
There's
this
baseball
guy gets,
cards for lawyers.
That would be pretty cool. But does anyone care if he gets prosecuted for child abuse on top of murder? You know, why don't we just go with the murder? Why don't we have
I think
to
it's,
do...
Sometimes they'll do that in case they don't think the one thing that they'll get him for. So
you're absolutely right. I'm stupid.
Got to pile shit on.
What was your discovery?
All right, so I go to this. It's one of those things where, like, I drive in the same area all the time. I have a routine, and my gym's right there. And I had to get a fan today. And I'm like, you know what? I think I saw a sign for a Target over here. This Target's, like, all over the place. Usually, you know, you got to go, like, 15 minutes or so for your closest Target. I've got, like, 6 Targets within driving distance in the valley. It's crazy.
I bought a fan, too.
And they're just today.
I went to your Home Depot to buy it.
Oh, yeah? Not mine. I don't own it.
Well, I thought you did. Shit.
So I go to this Target.
Should I not have tipped?
It was a pretty sweet Target. It was like a split level, so I was up and down, and I was looking for I get into things like that. And then, I'm about to buy the fan. I look to my left, and the Target, like, leads out into a fucking mall, which is right there. I can almost walk to this place. And I'm like, wow, look, there's, like, a little mall. And, sorry, I'm dealing with a spider that just came crawling down. Spider just tried to land.
Yeah, that was funky.
I felt like Little Miss, the poor
Muffet.
Girl.
Little Miss Muffet.
So I walk out.
Sat on her tuffet.
Guys, this is not like just a mall. It's a massive fucking mall. Like, it's a big, giant, modern-day mall. Like, I've never seen such a new, nice, giant mall. It's a real mall.
I think I know where it is because of the fact that they do Supercar Sunday in the corner of the parking lot of that mall.
I don't know. But what's crazy, it's like it's right in between two other malls that I already knew about, and like right across from where. Anyway, it's a massive mall. It felt like if I was a caveman finding like a whole new like watering hole or something. Like, oh my God, guys, you didn't know, but like right behind our cave, there's a fresh pond. But we always go that
did
way.
Did you venture out of Target into the mall?
Went into the mall, was wandering around the mall, and one of the first things I see.
Were you carrying your fan, or did you go back and get it?
I went back and got it. I did the smart thing because the fan was big and bulky. But one of the first things I see, I was on the second level of this mall. And I see a carousel, and it's a split-level carousel. I've never seen anything like it. Like, there's stairs in the middle of the carousel. You can go up, so you're on the second level of the carousel. And they had really cool animals. It was really fucking cool. Except it was ruined because it had Westerfield or whatever.
Westfield.
Yeah.
Like, I guess that's a company that owns every mall in America now, and they got to fucking put their name on everything and cheapen everything. Cheapen. And confuse guys like me, because I'm like, oh, yeah, the Westfield Mall? Oh, well, they're all the Westfield Mall, so I have no idea. So I... take out my phone, and I'm immediately trying to take a Vine, like you would, when I see this double-decker carousel. Very excited. So I'm standing on the second level, and I'm doing a Vine.
Sir, please don't Vine the carousel.
And I realized it wasn't funny and it wasn't good, so I did what you don't do, and I erased it and walked away. And
where's the mall? I'm going back.
I was in there because Jillian's having a hard time sleeping because it's getting a little bit hot, so I was looking for some kind of homeopathic.
In the mall?
I was in the mall looking for something homeopathic for Jill's for her, so that to help.
I thought
her
you
sleep.
Meant like she was trying to crash on a bench or something.
So as I'm discovering, my face is really like in wonderment, like I can't believe, like every new corner, like I'm out and it just keeps going, and I think it's brand new. It's so weird, and there's like no
like
signs
they just pulled the
it.
Sheet
what
off.
What city is it in? Is it in Van Nuys?
No, it's Woodland Hills, I think. I don't know.
You know what? That's absolutely got to be the mall.
But then there's the Topanga Mall, and then there's the other mall that where I go see the movies. I don't understand
it's
all
the valley.
Malls.
There's only you just go to malls.
It seems
it's
like
still
that's
the
all
80s
there is
in the valley.
It's crazy. There's at least 4 giant malls within 5 minutes of driving.
I believe you're right. But how about this one? which this is not going to be a topper, but I still am blown away. Absolutely, like, this can't be real. This can't be, and I know other people have had to have talked about this. When I drove from
Opera
that
House.
When I drove from that carnival to where I live on Coldwater Canyon, how many car washes do you think I saw?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At least seven. Mm-hmm. At least.
Ventura Boulevard, right?
Yeah. A car wash every two or three blocks.
Well, a lot of cars.
It's just car wash, car wash, car wash, car wash. Mm-hmm. And then if you keep on going all the way to In-N-Out, three more.
There's a lot of car washes.
Three more.
Yeah, here's Anderson the other day driving around looking for a car wash for a good 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So listen, here's what happened. So the carousel vine didn't work out, so I find a directory. So I walk over and I'm looking at the directory. I'm not looking at the directory for 30 seconds, and a fucking guard comes up to me. Never happens to me. This never happens to me. And he says, "Hello, sir. Can I help you find anything?"
Oh, no.
And I realized right away, he's not like Mr. Helper.
He saw you making a video?
I'm sure he did. I'm sure. And I'm thinking, what the fuck? What? And then I'm thinking about the way I look, and my hat's on backwards, and I have a big bushy beard, and I'm sure I look like trouble. And I had a camera pointed at children moments ago.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
So I'm thinking, this is what Carano feels like when he's getting fucked with. This is a Carano. I'm being treated like a common Carano.
Oh, he's good enough to not get caught when he's filming.
He gets yelled at all the time.
Yeah, I do. But I'm also very aware of where there's kids, and I try not to point the phone near them. Or I do this a lot. Like, I'm talking, and I do the vine like this. A lot.
Like sideways.
No, I go like, hey. I'm like, oh, look at this fucking
Really,
lady.
Though, we're not allowed to...
Really, we're not.
Really?
Really.
If a kid is in the frame, really?
You know what? People are so scared nowadays.
What if there's a dry ice bomb next to the kid? That's okay then, right?
Then all right, dry ice bomb next to a kid or a woolly mammoth?
Okay, woolly mammoth coming through the mall with a woolly mammoth load of dry ice bombs, and there's a kid riding.
What if there's a kid riding the dry the woolly mammoth? Are we not allowed to take a picture of the woolly mammoth?
Absolutely
what if it's a
not.
Baby woolly
They're
mammoth? Like, why are you taking a picture of the child? Actually, the woolly mammoth is what I was really going for, sir. No, there was a child. So anyways, I wanted to fuck with this guy and say that I was looking for a Chuck E. Cheese.
Something you should
I
have.
Wanted to, but I you totally pushed out. I'm like, actually looking for something for my wife. Like, yep. That's going to make any difference. And then I realized as I was talking to the guy, I'm like, you look much more like a predator than I do. You're missing your front tooth. He's literally missing his front tooth.
Okay, first of all.
He had a thin mustache.
Everybody knows mall security guards are child predators. That's a fact. Mm.
You think he wanted my picture? You think that was what he was getting at?
Broad brush you're painting with your
He wanted to see your picture, and then he wanted you to step into his office for a minute so he could jerk off.
He never accused me of anything. He was very nice, especially once I was talking to him.
He can't accuse you. Can you imagine that?
He can say, what were you taking pictures of?
But if he accuses you.
What does he want? Just eye contact to make sure that I'm not like, was he like sizing me up?
He probably wants to make contact so in case something does go down, he can say that he contact. Because you don't want something to go down and then you're responsible for some horrible child murder. And the security guy's like, oh, I saw him. Well, did you say something to him? Nope.
I saw him again on the other side of the mall out by the Target when I was jerking off
put
in my car.
I was going to say, you should have put something in your pants like you have a huge raging
he
hard
walked
on.
By when I was jerking off in my car, and he was really awkward when we made eye contact because he remembered who I was.
You got your
he
phone
like, you need help?
That was a gross joke, and I apologize.
My name is Joe Kramer, and I'm
I really dislike.
Can't hear Joe Kramer.
With this self-anal massage,
what?
You can reclaim an important part of yourself.
Tyler,
no, little babies enjoy their assholes.
Stop it, Tyler. I don't like
when
this.
You were very young,
I don't like this guy.
You had no shame. You certainly didn't carry tension in your sphincter muscles. We were taught that there are places on our body that we
context.
Should avoid. The asshole is at the top of the list.
Okay, I don't like it.
What is the
especially
purpose of this anal taboo? Break the taboo and see what happens.
Is this guy a politician?
Remember,
is this his platform?
Till I was 30 years old, I hated my asshole.
Okay, Tyler, I'm done with him.
Is this on YouTube?
Yeah.
I thought they didn't let stuff like that on.
What, guys talking about their assholes?
Hey, how bummed are we that guy's second video got pulled?
That's the worst thing
so
that's ever
bummed.
Happened. Peep game is no more game to be peeped.
And I was just getting into it, too.
Yeah, me too. I wish we should have cloned it. I'm surprised one of our listeners doesn't do that.
I was going to, and it wasn't working, and I was like, I'll do it in the morning, and it was gone.
What we're talking about is last week we played that YouTube video Tyler did of the maybe the douchiest person we've seen in quite some time. I did like him, though. Even if he wasn't doing a character, I don't think he was. I mean, that's actually who he is.
But I don't think he was either. I don't think he was either.
I showed it to the wife. She was very annoyed by him. So I continued to imitate him. Krista just walked in. Bomb, bomb, bomb.
I got you a present.
Why did you give me a present?
It's a belated birthday present.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, yeah,
kind of canceling it out by interrupting the program. The gift is kind of being canceled out.
Is that a fortune cookie around your neck?
Yeah. For the, cool. For the gift.
I just wanted to be on your show.
You want to be on my show? Yeah. It's not mine. It's Mike and Tyler's as well. Thank you, Krista. Thank you, honey.
It's not your show. It's just my show.
I hope that... Should I open it right now?
You look very pretty.
Kitson, Los Angeles. What is Kitson? Anyone know what Kitson
my
is?
Job.
It's from your job and you're poor?
But you'll appreciate it. I think you'll like it a lot.
I was almost arrested for taking pictures of children today.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe it's a fake beard.
What does that mean?
You can wear it as a disguise next time you're taking pictures of children.
Kitson. I'm opening the gift from Kitson, LA. You work at Kitson? I thought you worked at Loveline. I'm opening the
Loveline
gift.
It's
got Kitson tissue paper inside as well. Name that movie 100 Illustrated Movie Puzzles. By George Rogers, Paul Rogers. This is really cool. This is a very good coffee table book. Thank you very much, Krista.
That's very sweet. Movies.
And it's got like those things like on, what's the green beer there, Ty-Ty, that dirtbags drink? I used to.
Mickey's Big Mouth.
Mickey's Big Mouth.
I've tried playing. I don't get it. I'm sure you will.
Shattered. Yeah, it's a bunch of pictures, and you're supposed to figure out what
Whoa.
The... What's going on?
That.
All right, come on. The show's reaching a new low. Let's go.
We're going to Disneyland tomorrow night.
Okay, let's.
Well, I might be there tomorrow night.
Oh, then text me.
I'm going to go and sell dry ice in the parking lot.
Bye.
That would be the dumbest thing you could do. And fun.
Sell dry ice? You get like one of those push carts like it's popcorn?
Ice here! Get your dry ice! Okay. Thank you very much, Krista. That was very
sweet. There might be one or two dry ice jokes.
I don't know if I'm going to get any of these, actually. These are very confusing.
Diana Vandy Camp's on hold.
I think a lot of people are actually
just
entire,
at my phone.
All the
oh, you're
all
right.
The phones are lit up.
That book's rad.
All right, real quick.
Every time I go in that store, I'm like, I'm going to buy all this stuff, and then you know.
I found out from we have an Estonian listener named Martin.
And you got a lot of stoned listeners, bro.
Estonian. Where is Estonia? I don't even know.
That's
I thought it was
they,
like
that's where they say what's his name is from in Stone. What the hell? Oh, what the fuck?
Good one,
what's it called?
Good one. Wish I thought of that.
Brendan Fraser. What movie? Encino Man.
Encino
they say he's
Man.
From Estonia.
He's from Encino. That's why it's called Encino Man.
No,
Estonia. Isn't that like some place in the Bible that doesn't exist anymore?
No, it's like in the Balkans.
Okay, I don't know shit. But his name's Martin, and I know that he's authentic because his name is M A with the little two dots over the A, Martin.
Yep. That verifies it.
It does. I think
Ayrton.
It does. It took me a long time to figure out how to do that on my phone.
Don't know how, and I tried to do. I was trying to type deja, or I was trying to type.
Wish I thought of that too. God damn, you guys are getting all the good ones.
I was trying to type something, and I was trying to figure out how to do it. You double click like on the shift thing or something to get it to. I wanted the two. I forgot what I was typing. It's in there somewhere.
I'm sorry.
Les Miserables. I was typing Les Miserables, and I wanted to M-I-S-E. I wanted Miserables.
Okay, I'm done.
Wait.
It was Lucky Lager, not Mickey's Big Mouth that gave the little
Mickey's was more trash.
Do you want a little taste of
Lucky Lager?
A little taste of Peep Game?
Oh, I do, I do!
This is one of his vines.
It's not going to be good. It's only six.
Ouch, yeah. About to smoke this blunt in the fucking mall, bro. Wow. The mall!
Kid is the best.
In the mall!
So
How'd you find him?
He's on Vine.
Yeah, but how'd you
find
his name?
I'm on his Twitter account.
Really?
Yeah.
But you can't find his Vine, right?
No, because he just uses three letters, and it's just impossible to find in Vine.
How many followers does he have?
On Vine?
Either.
I don't know.
He doesn't know because he can't find his actual thing.
By the way, on Twitter, he says he's a marketing entrepreneur, too.
I love this kid because I hate him so much. And I was saying
he's got
that
885 followers.
It's not bad. A lot of it's probably from the video. Listen, if he was at a party, at a place I didn't want to go, at a person's house I didn't want to be with, I would go to that party, at least stop by. I would like to meet him. You know what I mean?
Fucking mall, bro. The mall. In the fucking mall, bro. In the mall.
He's like blind to any kind of self. He's so self-unaware.
The mall.
So we've lost Mike. He's on his phone. Listen, so Martin from Estonia, he's the one who first turned me on to Winnie Pooh, or it might be Vinnie Pooh. Winnie Pooh, that band that we were talking about last week with that crazy video.
Yeah, Winnie Cooper from Wonder Years.
Nope, Winnie Pooh, the Estonian band. And he told me more about
Winnie Pooh. He says, yes, they're a great band. They never, every show, they dress up with completely different costumes. And one show, Ty Ty, you're going to like this. Mike's missing it because he's on the phone.
No, I'm listening.
One show, the singer dressed up in a KKK costume, and all of the other people in the band were in blackface. And Martin writes, yes, he was in KKK, and the rest of the band was blackface. So, yeah, pretty much they're awesome. You're one and only listener from Estonia.
He's clearly an After Disaster
where,
listener.
Where's that band from again? And I,
wow, can I say Estonia more?
Did we come to the conclusion that they lip sync live all
the
time?
Yeah, that's kind of what, that was the one bummer on the, I was watching a lot of YouTube videos and I found this one where he's dressed up like a killer clown guy and
saw that one too.
And did you see the misstep, the miscue?
No,
where like,
no.
Like the first three or four lyrics had been sung before he brought the mic up with the big like, oh shit, smile on his face. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, that's
but apparently that's what you do in Estonia. Maybe that's the way you do it.
I know, but there's quite a chasm between that band doing what they're doing and Fart Barf actually playing.
Oh, speaking of
and
which,
being considerably better.
The new Daft Punk. Tyler, are you into the new Daft Punk album? Let's talk a little music.
Yeah.
Here. You are into it?
Mm-hmm.
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 So far, I've asked that question of 9 people, eight of which have heard it, one of which is my wife, who's not heard it, and so she said, I don't know. All the other 8 people, yes, they're explaining to me that it's a great album. It's genius.
I'm not saying it's great or genius. I enjoyed it.
Okay, well, then you're on.
Explain to me. I see those ads everywhere. I hear people talking about it.
Apparently,
it
like it's the number one downloaded album. It's like, it just came out like last week.
Yeah.
It's new.
Oh, no, I know, because I see it everywhere.
And it's massive.
I didn't know what the hell it was.
I didn't know about it until I heard Jared Leto talking about how he's like number 3. He's behind Daft Punk, but that's okay because it's such a great album. It's groundbreaking. It's one of the greatest, most genius things he's heard. I came into the studio a few nights ago, and a kid that works in these halls was in my chair listening to some horrible music from the 70s, very loud. I'm like, are you in my studio for a reason? What's going on? He's like, just got to listen to the new Daft on your sweet monitors. I'm like, oh, this is the new Daft Punk? He's like, yeah.
Is this it?
Yep.
So this is groundbreaking.
He gives me a copy, and I'm really curious. So I listen to it on my way home, and at first I'm angry, and then I feel stupid and out of touch, and then I feel old, and then I get angry again. And if I had like a 15-year-old friend or something who was really into music, and he's like, hey, Anderson, I made this in my bedroom over the weekend. I want to be a musician. I would listen to it, and I'd be like, hey, yeah, pretty good. Am I that far out of touch now? Am I that far out of touch?
But no, this isn't groundbreaking.
This is
nothing.
Okay. Here's the douchiest thing, though. I'm forcing, because if I listen to anything enough, I'll like it. I've listened to it 3 times now, all the way through. I'm forcing myself to like it because I don't want to be that guy that's completely out of touch.
And he's starting to like it?
There's a couple tracks that I like a lot.
The lyrics are some
that
of the worst
really
things I've ever heard.
Then,
the touch stuff, what is that all about? Do you remember touch?
I remember touch. Feel real.
I wanted to fucking crash my car. It was awful. And then the single, which is Up All Night to Get Lucky or whatever, that song needs to relax. Everyone needs to settle down with that. But apparently it's groundbreaking, Mike, because they're going to release a new album. Like, I guess their next album is going to be a rehash of this one, but just like, they're using their own samples. Holy fuck. So I'm forcing it down my throat. And it's going to be my summer... my summer soundtrack for sure.
I like the one with the guy that sounds like Werner Herzog talking about his Moog while there's like cool music playing underneath it. I like that one.
Where he made the click? He created.
Yeah,
he's the first one
so
ever put
the
click in the
click
track
to it, and then it was like exactly what it needed. I like that one. That one's good. That one's cool.
Well, I was talking about it while drinking last night with a buddy of mine who's very. He knows a lot about music and stuff, and he loves it. And he was trying to explain to me why it's good. And before that, Logan...
That's what you need is for somebody to explain to you why something's good.
Well, essentially what he was telling me was that when they do a live show, which is going to be a huge gathering and everyone's going to go and see it, and like they, I guess a few years ago, that 2007 was the last time. I don't know. They came out with anything new. And they did it at Coachella, and he was explaining to me like how they had a pyramid. They actually built a pyramid, and they were actually in the pyramid playing all their music.
The pyramid's the shit.
And I'm like, well, it sounds like you really have to be on lots of drugs. And he's like, oh, absolutely. And I'm like, well, then why is everyone telling me that this music is great, but you have to be on drugs to really appreciate it? He's like, dude, everyone's doing drugs now.
Yeah, but it's like...
More people are doing drugs now than ever. And you know what I'm thinking? Well, I should still be doing drugs then.
Yeah.
If everyone else is.
They're still popular.
So the bottom line, do you want to do some Ian go see Daft Punk maybe like when they come out?
I don't have anything against Daft Punk. I don't know who they are, but that's not that music wasn't not only was it not groundbreaking, it was just stealing.
Mike, it's featuring Nile Rodgers.
Oh, really? Okay.
I can tell there's some people that I've never heard of that everyone else has.
He's like
being
a pretty
featured.
Like legendary like funk guitarist guy.
No, he's a producer more than anything else, but he produced like a couple Madonna records, and he also produced a Jeff Beck record once.
Jeff Beck, he's that guy that sings about fruit.
It's like the greatest rock.
He's the biggest loser.
Of all time.
Loser baby.
Greatest
why don't you kill me?
All time, probably the greatest rock guitarist.
He sings that song about loser.
Can't listen to him,
I'm a loser baby, so why don't you kill me?
Greatest rock guitarist ever.
Beck. His name's Beck.
Jeff Beck.
I don't know shit about music, but anyways, Daft Punk is gonna be the summer of 2013. Daft Punk.
Yeah,
I don't listen to music anymore. Ever since I started working in radio, it's like CDs just thrown at you, and like, hey, you see how gross the entire system is. And
maybe
it's like,
I'm old.
You lose passion.
Maybe I'm old, and maybe I'm jaded. Maybe I'm bitter. But that's not music. That's creating something. It's creative, and you know. But if it's all samples, that's not music. That's something
else.
Well,
it's their own shit, though. So they're doing like what Girl Talk does, except they're sampling.
No, I appreciate that. You know, but it's not music. Music is. That same exact little trio right there, any decent musicians, a drums, bass, guitar can play that, but it would have a lot more feeling than that, and it would be cool because it would be a little bit
that's
different.
That's your opinion. Do you see Tron Legacy?
That's
what a fart bar.
That's a fucking fact.
Oh, actually, the first track sounds like a really mellow fart bar song.
Yeah.
And I was yelled at when I suggested that they sound like a very serious, mellow version of LMFAO. I mean, it's like the Thinking Man's LMFAO. Is that crazy to say that? Oh, this is so good. I'm getting into it. But then Logan pointed out, he's like, well, you should appreciate it if anyone does, because they're like sound engineers, and they make everything sound so great. I'm like, you know what? It is the best thing that sound-wise, it sounds fucking amazing in my car. It really does. So what I'm saying is I'm in. 100%.
Have you heard their Alive 2007 album?
Was it like a Celebra out of the pyramid? See, I know my shit.
All I'm saying is, in my opinion, a guy with an acoustic guitar who writes a good song playing
nope,
that
that's
is,
old
better,
man
is
shit.
Better than anything
old
anyone's
man
ever done with a computer in the history of computer music.
That's the most ignorant thing you've ever
said. It is not.
What is this?
A person
what
who actually writes a song and sits there and plays it with an instrument is better than anything anyone has done on a computer.
Nope.
Anything.
Still composing.
Anything. Anything.
Computer's an instrument as much as
it absolutely is not.
Want to hear the douchiest, the worst part of everything?
You start pushing buttons and sounds come out. That's not an instrument.
I'm doing this new little video project of a place.
But Mike, if you actually know instrumentation and how to like place notes and things, obviously, yeah, anyone can drag in loops, and that's not music because you're just taking someone else's thing. But if you're actually sitting there,
by the way.
And
I recently fell in love with this new location that I found. It's awesome.
What is it?
I can't say because I'm doing a little video presentation of it. And I've been looking for the right soundtrack to go with it. But I'm going to use a Daft Punk off the new. I found it the other day when I was in my car a couple days ago.
Is this really live or is that audience sampled?
No, this is live.
Everyone, I would say 70% of people there at least are rolling. They got to be. And it would be great if you were.
Yeah. Well, I went to a rave when I was a kid, and once I got fucked up enough, I was like, this is perfect. But realistically, I wouldn't be able to stomach it sober.
I know. I've been to probably 100 raves, maybe more. And I was on heavy drugs every single time.
Yeah.
It was really fun when it was E, and then when I switched over to meth, not so much fun.
It's not fair for people to act like drugs are their little invention, because sitting in a blues bar watching a blues band on drugs, you're like,
yeah,
this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. This speaks to me. I am a blues guy.
All right, very loud. Hurting my ears. Kyle, I don't know why you're trying to convert me, man. I'm in. I'll be wearing a Daft Punk shirt next
week. So is it like three dudes standing on stage pushing keyboards, pushing computer buttons? Or are they just standing up there dancing?
No, they. It's
all right. Okay,
I'm not
gonna
be able to convince
you. I'm not trying to awaken your love
for
Daft.
You're not
gonna
be able to convince me.
But if you watch the documentary of the shit that they're doing up in their little pyramid,
yeah,
it's complete insanity.
I'll watch it. What do I see it?
I don't know. I'll find it for you.
All right, Ty. I don't know if you're not hearing.
Because I'm curious, like what I'm curious about all this stuff, you know. Like, I still
I'm no
don't
Daft
know
Punk
what,
expert. The only album I ever,
but
really
I still don't know what a DJ
one.
Even does.
Well, caller's very loud. Have you ever seen Tron Legacy? Daft
no.
Punk did the whole fucking soundtrack. No.
Did they really?
Yeah, from the pyramid.
I like the name of that band,
Daft Punk. The first song and pretty much the only song that I've heard up until most recently, because I'm an old man, completely out of it, was that song where it was just a sample of a Depeche Mode song that they just took and.
Which one?
The only one that got radio play over and over again.
There's lots of ones. I got One More Time.
I got about three
better,
lines.
Harder, Faster, Stronger.
I got about, not three lines, I got about 10 lines into
Around
an article in Rolling Stone about why does Daft Punk wear helmets. And they didn't get right to it. So I was like, I'm out.
Hey, Master Disaster, how are you?
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
This is Chris, man. I think.
Peep game?
Hello.
Peep game?
That was a wide assortment of sounds.
Peep game?
Please be him.
Is anybody there?
Hey, yeah. Can somebody track down that peep game guy and give us his number so we can call him on the show?
Well, we know his Twitter account.
Shoot him a message, man.
I don't really want to talk to him. He's kind of the worst. He's awesome from afar. He's terrible from up close.
You think?
Yes, I do think.
I was going to invite him in studio next week. We can invite him in and all act like him. Bro, we know you're the shit, man. You're smoking weed right now, man.
At the mall.
Except for we're not going to use the N-word as much as he does.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey there, hey. Diana.
Can you guys burn me a copy of that Daft Punk record so I can listen to it driving home?
Awesome.
Why are you at a kennel?
I've got three dogs. They're crazy.
Three dog?
Yep.
Crazy.
You heard the news about Human Centipede? Three? The final sequence?
The woolly dog. Oh, God. Woolly dog.
That really disturbed me.
Can you turn her down a little bit because the dogs are shrilly?
Yeah, sorry.
Eric Roberts just signed on. He will be in it.
Hey, Anderson.
Eric Roberts will be Human Centipede 3.
Tell Jillian to call me if she has any issues with insomnia. I've had some trouble myself.
All right.
Wait, why don't you just tell us? Because I have that, too.
Because it probably has to do with masturbation.
Oh.
No, masturbation is not the answer.
Definitely that. But there's this tea I have, and it's totally legal.
She won't drink it.
Oh, okay.
I might. What is it?
Jillian's tough.
It's still very loud. By LaMille. It's called Up All Night. It's quite good.
Mm-hmm. But our listeners feel like they're drinking it now.
It's delightful.
It would probably go well with my Grethers Pastilles. Whatever, I don't know how this is pronounced.
What's it called there, Diana?
It's called Up All Night, and it's by LaMille, but it's like basically sort of a chamomile blend, and it's very enjoyable.
Why would
and
I drink something called
right
Up All Night?
Sleep.
What, Tyler? You talked about
it. Why would I drink something called Up All Night if I didn't want
to? Because you are up all night. That's why you're drinking it, Tyler. It speaks directly to you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's ironic, the name.
Not really. It's,
so how have you guys been? I've missed you so much.
Good, Di. It's hard to hear you, though, because it's so loud. So you can hear us just fine, right? I got up for nothing.
Yeah, can you hear my dogs too much still?
Yeah, what's going on with that? You don't have furniture in your house?
I do. They just are going crazy for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. They just like you guys.
Well, don't think that has anything to do with it.
Sean and Xander are playing at the restaurant this weekend if y'all are free to come by.
It's the band that shows his cock.
I don't know. He hasn't done that for a little while.
I have hockey to watch.
Fine.
All weekend long. Thank you, though, very much, Diane. I might make it out. I don't know. I might make it out.
Mike will be locked in a room listening to all of Daft Punk, apparently.
I'm on a Daft Punk.
Oh, you're
going
to rock out to
Daft
Punk all weekend?
Hey, you a fan of Daft Punk there?
I like the Tron soundtrack okay, but I do agree. I think a little bit overrated.
I think we're just old.
Oh, gosh. I sure hope not. Oh, and Ty, Brendan Fraser's character in Encino Man, his name is Link.
Yeah, I know, but he's from Estonia. Or they claim he's from Estonia.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sure, for Linkovich.
From Encino.
For extra trivia.
Gonzaga's.
She's still very loud, Ty.
Radmobile.
Can you pull that down?
You were saying you couldn't hear.
Well, it's because you were playing music that was louder than her. You have
I
not
can
played
get you
the
pokey
one.
Pokey from Bristol Farms if you need it.
You can get Pokey from Bristol Farms?
Yeah.
Hell to the yes. Hell to the yes. Hey, I was watching Storage Wars the other day, and Barry ended up at the Tam O'Shanter.
Really?
With two very attractive ladies at the bar. Yeah,
I went to the Tam because I had to collect some things.
And he met, who'd he meet there to talk about his kilt that he got in the storage locker? Rowdy Roddy Piper. Rowdy Piper. Was that his name?
Yeah, that was a really wonderfully random afternoon.
Tam O'Shanter is where we go and hang out with Diana now.
Rowdy Piper is an expert on kilts?
Yes.
Yeah, we've hired him now.
Really? He works there?
No, I'm just kidding, but that would be so cool.
Would it?
It'd be rowdy.
I met him one time in the parking lot.
Yeah?
And, hey, man, nice to meet you. I'm Roddy. I'm like, nice to meet you, Roddy. And we were walking in, and one of the bartenders goes, was that Roddy Piper? I'm like, I don't think so. Who's that? And he's like, wet wrestler? I'm like, no. What was his name? I'm like, Roddy. Like, that guy's name is Roddy. It's not Rowdy Roddy Pipe, or he just said his name was Roddy.
Diana, where are you right now?
I'm at my house, but
why
I went
does it
out on the
sound...
porch, but apparently it's just like a dog festival wherever I go.
Yeah. I can hear, like, large motors going overhead.
Creaking?
Like
are you in a rocking chair?
No, I'm like that guy from Hannibal who has like 800 dogs.
It sounds
yeah,
like you
Hannibal.
Love that show.
Fell into
Thank
a.
You for getting me hooked, Tyler. By
canceled.
The way,
renewed today, bitches.
Of sound canceled.
No, renewed.
Effect
oh, really?
Balls.
Yeah.
Oh man,
sounds like you fell into a pit of sound effect balls. And I don't understand why Mike Carano would yell out, "It got canceled" on the heels of Tyler
going,
"Got renewed,
got renewed
today."
It was canceled.
I said it's going to get canceled because it was going to get canceled.
That show rules.
Can we start playing the outro music there? Because I got to do work. Did anyone learn anything today? Was anything learned?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
How to make dry ice bombs? Everyone's appreciation for the woolly mammoth. Oh, I came up with something good. Maybe I'll just keep it for next week.
Okay, it wasn't. We didn't have an appreciation for the woolly mammoth. We're just excited to see it because if somebody said, "Oh, they're going to bring back that shark that has a head at each end,"
that doesn't exist.
I don't think that's a thing.
No, I'm just saying if there was something, it was something we didn't really care about. You know, we'd be excited to see it.
I wish there was a shark with a head at each end. That'd be amazing.
You know what would be good about it? It would swim slowly. It would be pulling against the other head.
Would it? Diana, did you just hang up on us?
She did.
Why would she do that?
Why would
she
do that?
Maybe because the music's so loud, it was like blowing her fucking hair back. So she's like, "Oh, this turtle." She's trying to get back to the phone. Blowing her hair back. She's like crawling. Like, and then she just pushed it. Now she's like in relief. Like, thank God. Catching her breath. Hey, in the after disaster. Tail end, how are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good, good.
Good, good. Yeah, I haven't called in a while. I'm Richard the Mormon from Utah.
Hey, Richard the Mormon from Utah. It's a mouthful,
I don't
that
know
name.
If you remember me, but you asked a lot of Mormon questions.
I do recall, yes.
Yeah.
I asked about coffee, I believe. I asked if I was going to hell for tricking Mormons to drinking caffeinated beverages. Yes, I recall.
I would like to have saber-toothed tigers roam free in the state, as Tyler mentioned earlier. That'd be awesome, except we'd all die. But
no, we wouldn't all die. We got lion, mountain lions out here that roam free. Very few people die from them. The ones that do.
That's limited freedom, though. It's mostly on trails in the mountains.
Well, it's not like they're caged in.
Yeah.
I guess I should have opened with this.
Yes. Mike's got something big, he just realized.
You might find this more...
Hold on, Richard.
You guys might find this more interesting than the stuff I brought up. We have been going on little drives to famous crime scenes lately.
Ooh.
And not a lot of them yet, but we did hit the Wonderland murders.
Uh-huh.
And it's scary as hell getting out of your car when there's like fog coming over the hills and you're on one of those super tight one-way streets deep into the hills.
Is that Hollywood Hills?
Yes, deep. One-way street, super tight. It wouldn't be scary. It would just be kind of a frightening neighborhood because there was fog coming in. But knowing when we found the house where the murders were, it was just like fucking freaky.
How many have you done?
Two.
Two? What's the other one?
The other one was in the hall. Oh, we couldn't get to Cielo Drive.
Oh, why not?
It's a private street.
Well, you can go up to like the gated area, right?
Yeah,
they ripped down the house. We're talking about the Manson family. They ripped down the house.
Yeah, it's like some big Spanish. It's like some big.
You're gonna like
estate.
This. You're gonna like this, and it ties in because we were talking about Eric Roberts being a Human Centipede 3 and Star 80. Have you ever seen that?
No, but I know the poster, and I
Star 80 is a very good. It's dated now, but it's a movie I've been trying to figure out a film vault top five that we could do so I can talk about Star 80 because it's never come up on the show, and I really like this movie. It's been years since I've seen it, but. Eric Roberts in it. He's incredibly creepy. It's based on a true story about a playmate who was killed by her jealous, crazy boyfriend. And they actually shot the fucking movie and the scene in the actual house where she did. The real lady did die. The real centerfold
really?
Did get killed. How creepy is that?
I gotta watch it now.
Star 80. It's a good movie.
I gotta
check
watch
her
it.
Out.
Went to the New Beverly last night against my wishes.
New Beverly is a hipster theater out here that shoots that shows films through a projector with actual celluloid.
Yes, and it was fine. It was fine. Everything I said was going to happen did happen, with the exception of the douchey audience. Not they didn't interrupt, so that was good.
What movie?
Harold and Maude.
Oh, so good.
And
top three all time.
They showed the
top three all time.
Really?
My top three all time.
You and every girl I know has that in common.
Really?
Every girl loves that movie. But they Dr. Drew's mashing his nose. Can't you get germs like that? They show you know how they show the old trailers.
Mm-hmm.
They showed The Howling. And that
oh,
trailer's
a
fantastic.
Good one.
There's nothing to it.
It's been
just,
so long
it shows
since
the movie poster, and it just says, "The Howling, coming to theaters July 16th.
That's how they used to do it, right?
Have you ever tried these lozenges?
Oh, Christ, here we go.
I'll try. So, insurance,
we end the
yes
show
or no
the way we started.
Oh, Christ. You know what, Drew? Insurance, I don't have insurance yes yet. No, I don't.
I'm not worried about you.
I'm going to tell you right now.
I know
now,
you're not. It's very hurtful.
I'm not
I know
show
you'll
you
take care of it.
The
yes or no?
No.
I have submitted my application and paid. I don't have it yet.
Good.
Though. And
listen, right. Well done, my friend.
Thanks. They're high
five. I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for my.
I need to try the mints.
So my application. Okay, they're not mints.
They're very expensive lozenges.
They're lozenges that cost $5 for that little teeny thing, and there's like seven of them in there.
Oh my god!
And they look like vaginas, but Mike says no.
But I was
why are they different them colors?
Flavors.
The other ones are different. Yeah, they're black currant.
I'm trying to see what's in here. Nothing, nothing, and more nothing.
Yeah. Here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Did you buy a Fred
I'm
Siegel?
I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot.
Can I have one?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Okay. I'm the big box is $49.
Oh, Christ, I feel like
I bought them to see what.
Because you missed the beginning, guys.
Not a big deal. And then I went online, started reading reviews, and people are talking about how these are the greatest things ever if you have a sore throat or your voice is sore because it's got glycerol. And they talked about the process of making them, which is by hand, and they sit for 30 days before they go before they're boxed.
They ferment,
like,
Drew. Ferment. That's why he's drawn to them.
And,
they
ferment.
I'm just thinking what the real reason is they sit for 30
solely
days.
Solely.
Yeah. They turn it into a story that's positive. Real reason the guys take off for a couple weeks a year, a month
but,
before they box
they've been
them.
Made
they had
since,
nothing else to say about
they've
them.
They've been
they
made since 1930. I looked up the history of them. They say
I like the way everything's getting back. Did you see that Portlandia episode where they were singing about we want to get back to the music of the 90s, the
1890s.
The 1890s. Yeah, everything's
I do like that
back
show, though.
Now, right, honestly, we've got to shut it down because
glycerin,
we've done this.
But glycerin,
and because
Drew's got to
work.
To?
Nothing.
But it doesn't suit
your blow stuff up.
Your throat might
thin your saliva a little bit.
Can you imagine how much money Mike would have spent back in the old days when the traveling salesman
snake
comes
oil
through
oil
on,
oh,
his, on his wagon?
This is
the new cure-all.
This is no secret. I bought these for $5. I went online and read about them later to see what the deal was, and I got so sold, I went back and
where'd
bought a
you
big
buy,
box.
Where'd you buy?
The $49 box?
No, I bought a $15 one that's a little bit bigger.
Mike, two
the
questions.
$49
please answer them.
Big.
Please answer them. I've been asking. Where'd you buy them?
Melon Rose.
Give away your
liquor
secret
and deli
on
Melrose. Mel and Rose.
And then second question, did you have a scratchy or sore throat?
They're $50.
Did you have a scratchy bottle or sore throat?
You know what? In my head, my throat
we
never
do
felt
five,
better.
Do a 5 minutes with Mike's on
just on these?
On these or at least lozenges.
It's funny because have you been to that store? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It's a very specialty deli liquor store, mostly yeah liquor store, and they do these crazy gift packages for celebrities and stuff. But they have the most obscure and most expensive limited edition bottles of alcohol, all of which look delicious.
Why is somebody's voice in the background?
It's everywhere. It's just everywhere. Like
oh, no,
any,
Richard's still on.
At any given moment, you could knock things over.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey,
so
Richard.
I want to go in there and find out what catastrophes they've had in the
that's
past.
That's your 5 minutes of mics.
Yeah.
Richard's a Mormon. Richard's a Mormon from Utah, and he's called him
yeah
before.
A Mormon from Utah?
Yeah. I know, it's weird.
Shocking.
Rare.
He's completely by himself out there. Hey, do you guys it's ever so like get together and get in fights with Jack Mormons, like in the park?
No, I don't.
No.
All right.
Jack Mormon click sounds like a terrible, like, detective.
Jack there's Mormon, I fight crime the nice way.
Another Mormon murder in the news that Snyderman is another Mormon.
Richard, is this true?
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Right, more like less man.
It's hard to hear, Richard.
Story, but
what's that? What's that?
I haven't heard that story yet.
No, you haven't. Guess the news doesn't travel
look
down
up
there.
Andrea Snyderman and Jody Arias. You'll see lots of
oh, is she a Mormon?
She converted.
Jody was a Mormon.
Oh, I had no
she
idea.
She converted because Travis is Mormon.
Oh,
I had no
I
idea.
You watch my show, you assholes.
I have
some. Hey, seriously, though, we got to end the show. And, Drew, we're getting behind.
By the way, I agree with Mike about the music thing. I like music a lot, and I agree with the guitar being better than electronic.
I wasn't saying that. I'm saying a person, a musician sitting down and singing a song with a real instrument is better than anybody who's ever touched a computer to make music. That's what I'm saying.
That's just such a broad brush, Mike.
I know, but it's true.
No.
Mike Carano, I can go home right
Mike
now.
Mike Carano, I got to go to work here.
And make
you
an album.
You can go home
I
right
can
now.
Go home
I got to go to
album
work.
Album on my computer right this moment.
Okay.
With no experience.
Do it, dude.
Even though
do,
I
I'll
do
Daft Punk's album. Do it.
Why every other night he plays the music 20 minutes before we want to end? And tonight, we really have to end.
We got to do it.
Why? What are you guys doing?
Got to do it. Hey, Krista, thank you very much. Diana, thanks for calling in. Richard, the Mormon from Utah, thank you very much for calling in. And God be with you.
Can I get that clip of Dr. Drew saying, don't you guys watch my show, you motherfuckers, whatever he said?